If we know anything at all about the laws of karma, that knowledge as well could help us to destroy our jealousy of one another. If we know that far, far behind the materialistic face of things, there is a pluperfection where all things are absolutely fair for all people at all times, in the light of this knowledge, we could hardly have jealousy of another. But I don't think, really, that that is enough for Earth Man. I believe that he must do something more than even learn what he can of the laws of karma. I think he must put forward a foot into definite and direct action. I think he must be prepared to bring about this transmutation from negativity to a positive state. And this too, you know, can provide an essential drive, which is necessary. Before we go any further, I'd like to say that this will bring about discontent within you, in a way. But I think discontent is a good thing, surprisingly enough. If we all now were absolutely contented with the world as it was, we wouldn't be prepared to do anything to either benefit the world as it is, because we're contented with it. If we were contented with ourselves, and I think such is death, but if we were contented with ourselves, we wouldn't be prepared to do anything at all to better ourselves. 'Tis the discontented individuals in this world who were a positive, who have given the world what little it has got. Discontent in its negative phase, of course, leads to a great jealousy and great upset.